Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rick Matheson being back on the show. Rick is Chief Creative Officer at imatheson.com. He is the author of two books, Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand. So that starts to get you starting to get a little picture into what he focuses on. He's a very important strategic marketing expert and a longtime Brain Trust member here at on the Small Business Advocate Show. Rick Matheson, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. So here we are, bumping up on the half year. We're five of six, right, of the half year. Is it time to take a little bit of a pulse, a little bit of a measure of how things are going?
It absolutely is, Jim. I can't believe it. Doesn't feel like we're already coming up on June, but we are. So
I blinked, and my world is going by.
What the heck? It's crazy.
I know.
Yes, it is definitely time for our halftime report on digital marketing. And you know, Jim, what's the expression? You know, happiness shared is doubled, and misery shared is halved.
Mm-hmm.
So with June upon us, it is the perfect time to do really kind of a reality check of the sort of five of the biggest digital marketing trends that are supposed to be hot this year, and you know, take a look at how they're faring so far. So,
all right,
we've got a list of five big trends we're going to be talking about today. The five that we're going to look at are sort of mixed reality. As augmented reality and virtual reality is sometimes referred to. And we're going to talk about live video streaming and Snapchat and Instagram marketing and artificial intelligence or AI, voice-enabled, and then trends in content marketing and how they're shaping up this year. So first up, for mixed reality, now this is a little tough for some folks. Remember when Pokemon Go came and went last year, almost exactly a year ago? So there was a simple game, little mobile, you know, augmented reality game where you sort of locate and capture and you battle these, you know, and train these creatures like Bulbasaur and Pikachu and these other little characters. And they were visible in the physical world in front of you. Well, that was all part of what's called augmented reality. If it's, some of your listeners may not be familiar with it, but it's technology that overlays sort of visuals. It can be text or images or video over the physical world in front of you when you're viewing it through your mobile phone or some smart glasses, or even you see it in windshields now, smart windshields for your car. And so you might see, say, Yelp reviews, you know, standing out in front of a restaurant, you know, just sort of floating in midair, or the, you know, the speed limits or nearby attractions on your windshield, that kind of thing. Well, Pokemon last year kind of sparked people's interest in augmented reality, but it kind of went away. It was downloaded 500 million times, everyone played it, and it just kind of went away. I think it'll be back a little bit in new versions, but it's kind
of part of part of the reason it went away was because of some of the criminal issues that came up around it.
I have to imagine that was part of it. There's got to be enough, you know, how many people need to be hit by a truck or or lured somewhere to get, you know. But what really has driven AR this year in its first 6 months is really things like Snapchat and now Facebook with its filters, or some people call them selfie masks, where you can become, you know, sort of these things floating over your face to make you look like you're a puppy dog or a balloon head or, you know, circus clown. It's all very cool, but it's not quite, you know, AR is going to be big, just not in a real big hurry to do it. So about maybe 9% of the entire U.S. population has ever tried any kind of augmented reality experience.
I have not.
Okay, so I have. It's very cool. Very few people have. I mean, it's less than 10%. It's going to barely bump past 10% in 2017. Only about, maybe, 15 to 16% of consumers will even try it by 2019.
So and the marketing part of it is are the collateral associated elements that can appear that can support your business strategy, your marketing strategy, right?
Exactly. So if you're Estee Lauder, you can do makeup, you know, with a little AR, so you can try on virtual lipstick, you know, in your phone. Or Cadbury had a Obey Your Mouth thing that sort of morphed your face into a disco ball, and it was tried by 9 million people. One of my favorite, and it's not exactly new, but BMW did this thing where it was that you could drive a little car.
The first time I used it, my wife's going to say, here, put this on. It's this Tom Selleck augmented reality thing. So
exactly.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Rick Matheson and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the other things that are top on the list for 21st century marketing strategies. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.